says President Trump has done nothing to deserve impeachment. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We are on the eve of some drastic weather changes, but for today on this Veterans Day, very comfortable. High temperature in the lower 70s. Much of the day dry. Some spotty showers possible later on in the afternoon. Then tonight, periods of rain. The Arctic cold front arrives in the wee hours of the morning. Windy, sharply colder, low 39. Tomorrow, a little leftover rain in the morning. High temperature may reach the mid-40s by, let's say, mid to late morning, and then fall off drastically. We'll be in the 30s by sunset. North winds at 15 to 25 miles per hour will make it seem colder. Tuesday night, clear, cold, the first freeze. I think the low temperature on Wednesday morning of 24 is in jeopardy. We could tie it possibly. Wind chill into the middle teens and sunshine on Wednesday with a high near 50. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A gag order is now in place in the case against the man accused of kidnapping Anaya Blanchard. The Lee County District Attorney says the gag order prohibits him and 29-year-old Ibrahim Yazid's legal team from speaking about the details of the case. Blanchard is still missing. Montgomery police have arrested a man in connection to a recent shooting. This happened just after 10 o'clock Friday night in the 3300 block of East Tuskegee Circle. The victim was taken to the hospital. We've asked for an update on their condition. And a missing person search is underway in Demopolis. Police have not released much information, but say they're assisting the FBI and out-of-state agencies with the search. They're asking the public to avoid areas with heavy police activity. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your updated fall real estate market report for the River Region. So far this year, the MLS has reported over 4,300 closings of residential properties. The average sales price for these sales was $180,000. So far this year, 50% of these sales took place in the first 60 days of a house on a market. There is a lack of supply of homes for sale in the 120 to 180 price range because this is a first-time homebuyer price range, so houses sell faster in these price ranges. This shows that a better economy and lower unemployment leads to increased sales for the River Region. This also allows sellers in these price ranges to find a new home without worrying about selling their present home. Here at the Goodson Group, we specialize in selling existing homes in these price ranges and being able to market them for sale effectively. For an updated market report on your home, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net.
How would you like free rent for a year? How about a free vacation? How about a new car? Come into Wind Creek Montgomery now through Friday, November 22nd and earn chances to win in our Rent, Rest, and Ride giveaway. Then on November 22nd at 7, 8, and 9 p.m., three players will win free rent for a year, a free trip to any Wind Creek resort, or a Ford Mustang, Jeep Compass Latitude, or Dodge Charger SXT. So come into Wind Creek Montgomery for Rent, Rest, and Ride.
Since 1989, Signs2Go has been Montgomery's vinyl sign and banner leader. And now with the addition of wide format printing, your signs and banners can have brilliant full color. Whether it's directional signs for your meeting or large grand opening banner, Signs2Go is your one-stop shop for color. Call us at 270-1133 or email us at signs2go@charter.net. We're still on the Eastern Bypass across from Lowe's and Best Buy. That's Signs2Go, Montgomery's sign and banner leader.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for News and Views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
News and Views from 9 to noon. You want to join in, 272-9228, 272-9228. So, because it is impeachment week, Jack.
I have no idea what this song is about.
It's called Willing and Able. Place my cards on
the, where's ready?
On the table, yeah.
Where's ready in this?
Where's ready?
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
Ready, willing, and able?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, the ready is, you know, it
you're,
goes without saying.
Stuff's just zipping over your head and taking your scalp off.
Nah, it's hitting me right in the heart, and I don't like it.
Really?
Yeah, it's just landing like a dud.
I know we're going to talk more about impeachment because it's certainly incumbent on us, but mm-hmm. we also need to talk a little bit about this Anaya Blanchard case and the stuff that's going on there.
Do we have any updates with that?
Well, you know, the police who examined her car said, and we'll get into this, said the blood evidence in the car showed it was a violent struggle or whatever. And that's, God, it's just heart-wrenching. And especially since this guy was out on bond. I mean, what they did to this elderly man, 77-year-old man, he was beaten to a pulp. In fact, a listener who called here the other day dropped some stuff by my house over the weekend, you know, saying when these guys that basically they kidnapped that man, held him in a hotel room, put him in a car and had beat him up, three of them were out on bond. This were, I think, bonded out on October the 4th, and then this Yaheem guy, whatever the hell his name is, Ibrahim, was, you know, he's running the streets and you know, apparently kidnapped Anaya Blanchard at this convenience store in Auburn. It's just, the whole thing is tragic. And one of our local judges, now, I don't know, I don't want to throw a judge under the bus until, you know, a lot of times you can't bring a criminal's past record up in court.
Right.
But I think there's this behind the scenes where somebody in the court system tells the judge, this guy's rap sheets, it might not be able to be introduced into evidence, but it can be put in the judge's ear, and I think it's commonly done. I don't know if someone put this in the judge's ear or not. If so, and I find out who this judge is, and this judge didn't do any. I know who the judge is, but if what I'm saying is, if it was that the judge was told and still let this person out, then this judge's name is going to be on the radio. And they can come lock me up if they want to, but this is a travesty of justice. It should never have happened.
Yeah, if it could have been prevented, it should
have
happened. I mean,
honest to God, but, you know, these people make Corn Pop look like a good guy. But, I mean, it's just, the whole thing is tragic. And I was, I had texted Kevin Murphy this morning, our deputy, chief deputy in the sheriff's department.
Mm-hmm.
He said that they've been asked not to comment publicly, but if you wanted to find out, that the chief of police register in Auburn, he asked that any statements be referred, and if you have questions to call chief register, and I'm going to try to call him after the show.
Okay, good.
To just see what he's willing to say publicly. But anyway, hopefully we'll have an update on that tomorrow, but he may not be commenting on it, and that's totally understandable till they have more information. But this poor family, and our hearts are bleeding for them. That's
absolutely
a really tough thing.
Absolutely.
We'll keep you all updated on that. 272-9228.
I know enough about the law to be dangerous, so that's why I don't. Anyway, so that's all I have to say about Anaya Blanchard is these people were, he was part of a team of people released on bond, and it's just tragic.
Well, let's go to the phones, 272-9228, and talk to Duke. Hey, Duke.
Hey, how are y'all today?
Fine. How's it going, Duke?
I'm doing fine. You know, I was reading the paper. I don't buy it, but I look at it at the gas station, and I read the rap sheet on this guy. He should have never been on the street. It was unbelievable.
Oh, I know.
How he got out and in, and I saw one of the judges' name was in the paper, but actually he's one of my customers. But anyway, like you said, Jack, it should have never happened. Anyway.
I know.
But that's all I had. Did you read all the stuff that guy had been into, the trouble he'd been in?
I have not.
Good Lord. It's unbelievable. They'd have put me under the jail if I'd have done that stuff.
I know.
All right.
The criminal justice system has a lot of inequities in it.
That's for dang sure. Well, y'all have a good day. We're listening. Bye.
Thank you, Duke. Thank you, Duke. It's amazing that, you know, all the institutions that the government solely runs as a monopoly have a lot of problems. It's amazing how that works out.
Yeah, no kidding.
But here, let's set up the impeachment, the latest on that, by going to Maria Bartiromo. She is on Fox Business in the Morning. She's been following the intelligence community for years now, alongside Devin Nunes. I believe yesterday morning
one of us?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
She had on Kevin McCarthy.
Oh, yeah, I've heard. She's on Sundays,
well,
isn't she?
I'll give you some background. The Lee Smith book, The Plot Against the President, that I finished last weekend. Maria Bartiromo, like early on, let's say, the Democrats knew their servers had been hacked. So with their opposition research folks like Glenn Simpson of Fusion GPS, they started putting out in the press in off-record background information that, it was the Russians who hacked Hillary Clinton. It was the Russians who hacked Hillary Clinton, and we think they're doing it to help Trump. And so it's just kind of this rumor and stuff. Well, the emails drop. Trump, like an idiot, though I thought it was funny at the time, Russia, if you're listening, if you find the 33,000 missing emails, could you send them? And so the press freak out. And Maria Bartiromo is part of the press. And all these folks now start saying, oh, Russia hacked Clinton. And they did this to help Trump. And it's so clear and so plain as day. And she said it was so plain and so obvious. She's like, this is almost too easy. And so Maria Bartiromo is like, I got to look more into this before I run and jump off the bridge with the rest of my colleagues in the press. And she's been on the side more of having Devin Nunes and Republicans who thought this was all a setup, the larger Russia collusion hoax. But this is Kevin McCarthy on Maria's show yesterday morning, and they're getting into the witnesses Republicans have called, Adam Schiff and the Democrats' response, and what the leader of the Republicans in the House has to say.
This public phase of the House impeachment inquiry next week in the Intel Committee, with the first open hearing set for this Wednesday. House Republicans have submitted a list of 8 witnesses that they'd like to hear from. They include Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden. They include the whistleblower who sparked this entire inquiry. And joining me right now on the telephone is House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy. And Mr. Minority Leader, it's always a pleasure to have you. Thanks very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Maria. Thank you for having us. And if I could just say one thing to all those veterans out there, thank you for your service. And this weekend and every day is to thank you.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you for that. Everybody should, of course, thank a veteran today as we approach Veterans Day tomorrow. But yes. Congressman, I want to ask you about this list first. How did this list come about? I also want to ask you why you're making these changes in the Intel Committee, putting Jim Jordan where you are, changing the questioners around. But first, the list of Devin Archer, Hunter Biden, Alexandria Chalupa, David Hale, Tim Morrison, Nellie Orr, Ambassador Kurt Volker, the anonymous whistleblower whose secondhand complaint initiated this impeachment inquiry, and all individuals relied upon by the anonymous whistleblower in drafting his or her secondhand complaint. Tell us how you came up with this list.
Well, very clear, Maria. What we did, we sat with Devin, the Intel Committee. We sat with Oversight and Foreign Affairs, and we looked at it. We looked at all what has transpired. Remember that Adam Schiff started this all by wanting the whistleblower to testify. And now Adam Schiff gets to decide who comes forward. And now he's fighting the whistleblower from coming forward. Why is he doing that? Is it because we found out that he met and the staff met with him? Is it because we found out now the whistleblower's attorney had tweeted that the coup had started, that impeachment will follow ultimately, that he predicted this attorney, that CNN will play a key role? Maria, it is clear now more than ever. This is a calculated coup, and it is being orchestrated by Adam Schiff. We are watching him orchestrate a takedown of a president after we just celebrated 30 years of taking down the Berlin Wall.
Strong words from Kevin McCarthy. I like this new Kevin McCarthy. He's actually coming out swinging and actually defending the president. And, you know, here's what I think is going on. Is the argument, if you're going to make the argument on behalf of President Trump, is that there is corruption in Ukraine. So let's withhold the money for now, as long as we legally can. By the way, the aid was released. Oh, also, the investigation in Burisma was opened up by Ukraine in March of this year, before the call in July. So the president's essentially saying, hey, this place is corrupt. I think there was a lot of dirt dug up during 2016 from Ukrainian sources, from folks working with the DNC like Alexandra Chalupa. So I want to look into all this. Adam Schiff and the Democrats don't want any part of that because they might be implicated in it. Their party might be implicated in it. This is truly a sham process. It truly is. The idea that Adam Schiff can coordinate with this whistleblower, whose name is Eric Ciaramella. And by the way, I mentioned this to Jack before we hit the top of the hour break. Look at this headline here, Jack, from The Federalist. Facebook and YouTube erase all mentions of anti-Trump whistleblower's name. Facebook and YouTube are removing all content from their platforms that mentions the anti-Trump whistleblower's name, whom news outlets including Real Clear Investigations have publicly identified as CIA analyst Eric Ciaramella. No law bans media outlets or any person but the Intelligence Community Inspector General from making the whistleblower's name public. A Facebook spokesperson said the platform will remove any and all mention of the potential whistleblower's name. Are y'all platforms or publishers?
Read the thing from Facebook.
Any mention of the potential whistleblower's name violates our coordinating harm policy, which prohibits content outing of witness, informant, or activist. We are removing any and all mentions of the potential whistleblower's name and will revisit this decision should their name be widely published in the media or used by public figures in debate.
So what they're saying is we're going to CYA... Because if, I don't know.
And according to CNN, YouTube spokesperson said videos mentioning the whistleblower's name will also be removed. The removal of content will be applicable to not only titles and descriptions of the videos, but the video's content as well.
Y'all, so, this is nothing more than a collusion of media outlets.
Well, they're unveiling.
Trying to protect someone's name in violation of free speech, actually. Well, because the only person that can't is the IG of the committee. Is that right?
Right, exactly.
That's the only law that protects a whistleblower's name from being mentioned is by that one person.
And let's remind folks, Eric Ciaramella is a registered Democrat who worked with the DNC opposition researcher who dug up dirt on the Trump campaign during the 2016 election. Who's that researcher? Alexandra Chalupa. Where did she dig up dirt? Ukraine. The whole point of what the president was looking into. Federal documents reveal that the whistleblower, Eric Ciaramella, previously worked in the Obama administration with former Vice President Joe Biden on Ukraine and former CIA Director John Brennan. Real Clear Investigations reports that Ciaramella remained there in the White House into the Trump administration. Then he headed the Ukraine desk at the NSA. Or NSC, excuse me, eventually transitioning into the West Wing until June 2017. But we can't know this guy's name, even though everybody knows his name. Hey, YouTube, you're going to pull off Rush Limbaugh? You're going to pull off Glenn Beck? How about Mark Levin? How about Sean Hannity? Any video of those guys, let's pull it off there. They're revealing who they are.
This is suppression of free speech, no question.
This is absurd.
You know, and also when you look into all these people who serve, who serves where, there are too many. There are too many CIA-like agencies in federal government.
Amen.
NSA, the National Security Agency, the National Security Council, the Central Intelligence. I mean, it's too many. Why don't we roll them into one?
You know who shared that opinion of yours?
Who?
General Michael Flynn.
And that's why they went after him.
Yes. Flynn had gained a reputation when he was serving, say, in Iraq. Very effective commander on the ground in Iraq. He started the criticism that the bureaucracy in D.C., the intelligence bureaucracy, to be exact, is useless for those in the battlefield. Most of them have these cushy jobs to stir up a bunch of trouble and interfere in the elections and governments of other nations.
And all this BS about, oh, he was an analyst for the CIA. How many damn analysts is the CIA? I mean, it is totally wrong that we have all these duplicity, is that the right word, of services?
There's one, yeah.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
Multiplicity, yeah. Well, it's redundant it's in a bad way.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
I know. I mean, I believe in checks and balances, but all these people are in a power struggle with each other. And you don't, and they're more worried about covering their own ass than they are the protection of this country. And it's just, and you found this out during probably the last year since Trump's been under fire, all these people who are still Obama holdouts that are still in some of these places. I would clear that deck so fast.
Amen.
That, you know, and that's the problem. You want, I'm going to tell you something. Knowledge is submissive to loyalty, in my opinion. You need to be surrounded by loyal people who will eventually learn the job than you are about keeping insiders who know where the bodies are buried. The hell with them. The hell with all these holdovers. They need to go. We need to roll all this intelligence community into one agency, fire all these bureaucrats, and start over.
Well, and
just like the damn FBI.
To allude back to Mr. Jefferson when he talked of Great Britain, I wouldn't mind if that swamp in D.C. sank into the ocean.
Well, there you have it.
At this point, maybe that's the only way you could purge the place. 272-9228. What's happening here, folks, is that Donald Trump and John Durham and William Barr, as well as many other investigative reporters and researchers, as well as Rudy Giuliani, defending his client, the president, started to uncover corruption in Ukraine. And how did the Democrats and their allies in the deep state, including the CIA analyst Eric Charmel, responded? Impeachment. And so now you have a House committee, the Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence, set up to oversee and check the intelligence community, is now working hand-in-hand with the intelligence community to take down a sitting president when he was looking into their corruption. And just because they're your political opponent doesn't make it impeachable, doesn't make it wrong. We'll see how this works out. This is a sham. An absolute sham. And, you know, I usually don't get into all the palace intrigue and the politics of the swamp of D.C. I like to stay somewhat removed from it because we have much more serious issues facing this nation in the long run. But if I'm required to pick sides on this stupid fight, then I'm picking the side of the president. We shouldn't be giving away foreign aid anyway. And it's more corrupt than I could have ever realized. And I think these folks in the State Department, folks working in Ukraine, are so high on their own supply and high ideals that they think they're doing the right thing when they're engaged in more and more corruption and interference in a sovereign nation's affairs. They're blind to their own misdeeds. I don't think they're that blind, though, because this impeachment thing is all a big cover-up of what they did.
I mean, really.
But Hakeem Jeffries has the gall to say the Republicans are the cover-up Congress. Caucus. Give me a break. 272-9228. Let's see who this is on the phone line, Jack. News and Views, you're on there.
Gino.
Hey, Gino.
I'm on there?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
I've got two things I want to share with y'all this morning, if I might. It'll be shortly. wanted, in the event of a presidential emergency, instead of yelling down Donald, yell Donald Duck.
Okay.
The other one is what?
Donald, comma, Duck.
Yell Donald Duck. What does Auburn and the moon have in common? They both control the tides.
Okay. Thank you.
Have a blessed day, y'all.
Thank you, Gino.
Some real zingers right there Gino.
Gino can always break up a conversation.
Indeed, indeed.
I love me some Gino.
Well, let's continue on real quick before we get this break with Maria Bartiromo and House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy.
Unbelievable. And you know, Congressman, I think one of the reasons that you're seeing them want to go really fast on this is because they want to try to get this done before the Americans go to the polls and actually make their choice for the president in 2020. So tell me about the timing here and what you're expecting in terms of next week, this upcoming week's hearings, and when this will actually go for a vote to impeach the president. How does that play out?
Maria, you're 100% correct. We are less than a year away from re-electing our president and all of the House. Why won't they trust the American public? But the other reason why they really want to go fast is because what do we find out? Remember, Adam Schiff wanted the whistleblower. Now we found out that he met with him. One of the key witnesses is the former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, Marie. And what did we find out now? That she perjured herself,
yep.
That she lied in the own deposition, that she did with her own personal email account, contact a Democrat congressional staffer with concerning a quite delicate and time-sensitive matter. And this was just 2 days after the whistleblower's complaint that kick-started the whole inquiry. This has been orchestrated. And if it goes out longer, we will find the lies, we'll find how they calculated the coup, we'll find more about from the whistleblower's attorney and others. And remember this, when Adam Schiff said he wanted the whistleblower to testify, and now he does not, he's fighting us on it because everything we found out is his association. In a federal criminal trial, if your case relies on an informant, you must produce the informant at trial. They must face their accuser. But now he's trying to protect that individual because of what we're finding out of their own background and his association with them. And they changed this all from the Intel Committee to now the Impeachment Committee. So one thing that I did, I thank Congressman Rick Crawford because he's on the Intel Committee because he cares about Intel and where America is standing around the world. But because it changed, he's going to take a leave of absence. I have now moved Congressman Jim Jordan,
right,
who is our ranking member on oversight, who's been in these depositions and been a part of it, to add him to this committee.
Yeah.
Because next week we will start this.
I want to ask you about this.
Understand.
Hold on, Congressman. I want to ask you about Jim Jordan now.
We're going to cut there. But you heard Leader McCarthy there talking about how they're putting Jim Jordan on this committee.
Jim Jordan's he's a firebrand.
Yeah, this is it's a sham. It's absurd. And what pisses me off is that you're using impeachment to cover up your own corruption, that of your leading presidential candidate and your own party. It's bullcrap. And you're using a bunch of career folks that weren't even firsthand on the call in order to craft this ridiculous story. The president sets foreign policy agendas and objectives. And y'all were unhappy you were let out of the loop, and also unhappy that he was hot on the heels of the corruption y'all helped perpetrate in Ukraine.
One thing I want to talk about when we come back is that Friday was the deadline to file with the Republican Party. I don't know if with the Democrat.
I think
party.
So. Democrats.
If you want to be on the ballot in the March primary, if you're running for delegate or whatever you're running for, U.S. Senate, Congress. Friday was the deadline. I want to talk in particular in one race for delegate.
Okay.
That really ticked me off.
And also, we're swearing in the new mayor tomorrow.
We are, and we need to talk about that because it is an historic day in Montgomery, Alabama.
All right, folks, more news and views after this break. Sorry, just had to get all that off my chest. It's the more I look at this, the more this is just rotten to the core.
Oh, it is totally rotten.
We'll be right back. 272-9228 if you want
to get it. It's like an Easter egg you find 6 weeks after Easter.
Ugh.
That's pretty rotten.
We'll be back.
Local Talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Are you missing shingles or seeing dark spots on your roof? One missing shingle could be a sign of weather-related damage that your insurance company may pay for. Hi, I'm Todd Clark, owner of River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. We are a company that takes pride in our workmanship and only use the highest quality materials in the business. If your asphalt shingle roof is older than 10 years, call us for a free inspection on your roof today. Call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or visit us at riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
Try Sinclair's East. Fine dining. Vaughnette Taylor.
I brought Dirk Swofford with me today, who's been a co-worker and a good friend of mine for years. Everybody knows him. He's a great waiter, and two-thirds, three-fourths of the crowd that comes in tonight wants Dirk to wait on him because he's a first-class great waiter and a good man and has lots of stories for the little kids.
Dinner at Sinclair's is a great experience. We have such a nice and large and varied menu that no matter who comes in there, we're going to have something you're going to like.
Dirk knows what's good.
We've got a shrimp pesto to die for. The way they make that pesto sauce, you want to slap your grandma.
Try a burger break at Sinclair's.
Got a lot of great burgers at Sinclair's. They're all hand-patty. There's nothing prefab about our place. We have some great cooks, and they are dedicated, and they love to put out some great food. And we got some great servers, and they like serving that great food.
Sinclair's East. Fine dining. Vaughn at Taylor.
Are you ready for some football? Whether you yell War Eagle or Roll Tide, if you're fourth and goal, then it's time you call in a special team, Alabama Home Mortgage. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we make mortgages easy. With a starting lineup like ours, you can rest assured that you are dealing with the MVPs of the mortgage industry here at Alabama Home Mortgage. Do you feel like you're being blocked on every play? Take a timeout and make the call that will change it all. Call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223, or you can visit our website, alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com, and select the Blink link to get started today. Together, we can create the playbook that will lead to your financial victory. Don't let the clock run out. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223, or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Billy here from AutoSave Tire and Automotive. If you need tires, come to the tire experts. We have over 200,000 tires at our disposal daily, all at the best prices. Check out our website, autosavetires.net, for your fast, free, online bottom dollar price. That's right, you can get an instant quote on your new tires, including installation, right from your computer or phone. No hassle, no haggle, bottom line pricing. So shop us and compare. We even beat tire rack prices. Check out all our services at autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive, come to where your auto saves you.
How would you like free rent for a year? How about a free vacation? How about a new car? Come into Wind Creek Montgomery now through Friday, November 22nd, and earn chances to win in our Rent, Rest, and Ride giveaway. Then, on November 22nd at 7, 8, and 9 p.m., three players will win free rent for a year, a free trip to any Wind Creek resort, or a Ford Mustang, Jeep Compass Latitude, or Dodge Charger SXT. So come into Wind Creek Montgomery for Rent, Rest, and Ride.
The holidays are here, but thousands of families in the River Region will go to bed hungry.
Blue Water Broadcasting is doing something about it, and you can help.
Drop off non-perishable food items to Brown Tire and Automotive or at the radio station.
Help stuff our Sprinter van full of food.
Brown Tire and Automotive, service you can trust.
It's our holiday food drive. Donate what you can from Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We are on the eve of some drastic weather changes, but for today on this Veterans Day, very comfortable. High temperature in the lower 70s, much of the day dry, some spotty showers possible later on in the afternoon. Then tonight, periods of rain. The Arctic cold front arrives in the wee hours of the morning. Windy, sharply colder, low 39. Tomorrow, a little leftover rain in the morning. High temperature may reach the mid-40s by, let's say, mid to late morning, and then fall off drastically. We'll be in the 30s by sunset. North wind at 15 to 25 miles per hour will make it seem colder. Tuesday night, clear, cold, the first freeze. I think the low temperature on Wednesday morning of 24 is in jeopardy. We could tie it possibly. Wind chill into the middle teens and sunshine on Wednesday with a high near 50. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to Noon. Joey Clark, Jack Campbell.
I've requested a song an hour ago, and I hadn't gotten it yet.
I'll get to it.
You don't even
not today, tomorrow, or sometime later this week.
Hang on. You're going to figure a way to work it in.
I was listening
Michael
to the music.
Jackson crap.
I wasn't paying attention to you. In the coming week, and we're setting up this is impeachment week, all these public hearings will happen. Donald Trump plans on releasing another call. Trump is going to release another call. That's crazy. And he says it's very important. So this should be interesting. Another earlier call. It will prove he did nothing impeachable, Trump contends. It'll be a call from April. Very important, is what Trump said. You'll read the second call, and you'll tell me if there's anything wrong with it.
He's probably been playing them the whole time.
Good.
I love it.
Because sorry for the harsh language. These are just a bunch of corrupt bastards who decided, let's use the impeachment process to cover our butts.
Right. They're the one. Let me tell you, this Ukraine thing, and we know Hillary, didn't she have a meeting over there, or her people?
Her people did.
In the 2016 campaign?
Yep.
This stuff is rotten to the core. Anyway. Yep.
So I'm looking forward to this other call. I'm looking forward to these public hearings, because when they're in public, there will be a bit more fireworks. We have to make the programming decision on whether or not we're going to cover some of these live. I think maybe we'll go to it a little bit, see what's happening.
Sure.
Then come back and talk about other things that are more important.
Yeah, I agree with that process.
But tomorrow, before any of these hearings happen in public and all this ongoing impeachment crap continues, tomorrow we'll swear in the new mayor of Montgomery, Stephen
Reed. Absolutely. I'm not sure what time, but anyway, I'm sure that everybody's getting ready today. It's a big deal in Montgomery. We're withholding judgment. I am of his, of what kind of mayor he's going to be, because we don't know. We have no idea, and we have to give him the benefit of the doubt. And if he proves us otherwise, well, then by God, we'll talk about it on the air. And hopefully he will reach out and be inclusive and not let his father make staffing decisions and things like that. Because really, his father is a very divisive figure. And as far as I'm concerned, politically, not a good guy.
Yeah.
But, Stephen can kind of part from the maddening crowd and be his own man. And if so, I think we'll be okay.
Well, and I think the city's at a crossroads, generationally speaking. I think also in terms of the type of business investment we're going to get in the long run.
Right.
If you compare us, Frisco River Sun's brought this up. In fact, I've heard Todd Strange bring this up. You compare us, say, to Chattanooga or comparably sized cities. Montgomery's a little bit behind, but we don't have to be. And I think a lot of big things are starting to take hold in downtown as more investment comes in. And that's my hope, is that this will become a truly proud city on the world stage. I know it's a good place to live. I know a lot of people that didn't grow up here who have moved here. Cost of living's great.
Of course, I know a lot of people who lived here and moved away. But
well, I know one person that's from California, and this person said, you know, it really is good people. Like, it sounds cliche, all the people out in California are so fake. No, there are good people and fake people everywhere, don't get me wrong. But the culture itself is much more into family down here. We do care about family. We do care about what the kids are up to, who's going to church, these sorts of things. Whereas you lose that stuff in some bigger cities in the country and different cultures in the country. So people move here for a good reason. The one thing we can fix, certainly, that will bring in more investment and keep people and keep the city from shrinking will be education. And we'll see how that goes moving forward. Also, you mentioned to me, I didn't realize it was like, it's tomorrow as well. Is there a special election tomorrow?
Yeah, there's a special election. I think it's the Charlotte Meadows general election. She won the primary against Michael, what's his name, Fritz.
Yeah. The runoff, yeah.
And so there is a Democrat and a Republican. Charlotte is on the ballot tomorrow for House District 74. It's the general election because it was a you remember Dimitri Palizos passed away, and that's what triggered the special election. She's running against Rayford Mack.
Yeah, the Democrat.
Right.
Yeah, so, and that's tomorrow, November 12th. So,
and
interesting.
You know, my money's on Charlotte.
Sure.
But I've questioned Charlotte in the past. Her ties to charter schools and all that crap. And she was a lobbyist at one time. That concerns me.
Can I start questioning people to their ties to traditional schools?
If you want to.
Yeah.
I don't like charter schools, but then again, I think the money that's invested in charter schools ought to be put back in public schools, demanding more accountability. And I love that the Montgomery Board of Education had a takeover by the State Department of Education. We'll see if their intervention is worth a damn or not in, you know, the coming months. But anyway.
Well, it looks like Rayford Mack ran unopposed in the Democratic primary.
Yeah.
So, yeah, get out and vote tomorrow for that seat. It's been a long-held Republican seat. We'll see how that shakes up. My friend Jack and I here somewhat disagree on charter schools.
Yeah, I certainly do.
Well, they are public schools, Jack.
I know that.
Yeah.
I did want to, and Friday was the qualifying deadline if you want to be on the March Republican and Democrat primary ballots. I don't know if Friday was for the Democrats, but I know certainly it was for the Republicans. Something that troubles me.
It was Democrats. That's why Bloomberg got in.
No, that's right. That's right, because I heard him on saying he was going to qualify in Alabama. One thing that concerns me, these people will run for delegates. There's a guy on the Public Service Commission by the name of Chip Beaker. Mm-hmm. I'm certainly not a fan. I met Chip and Teresa's wife. I really liked him. I met him in the 2010 election. But one thing that troubles me is that Chip Beaker was the one, you remember, that was trying to, in a very shady manner, sell solar energy to a company in Virginia. And he regulates that industry, and that, to me, was pretty shady. We talked extensively about it on this show. Mm-hmm. Twinkle Cavanaugh had written a letter to the Ethics Commission saying that it shouldn't happen, and it eventually...
So he was in business with the industry that he was supposed tasked to regulate.
Right, right. He was going to sell solar energy to a company, and we blew the whistle on that, and we were not anonymous, let me assure you. Anyway, it didn't go through, and I'm happy about that. His son, shortly after that, and I don't know if this was a consolation prize. I don't know if if Shelby had it done or Sessions at the time. But Chip's son, Chris Beaker, was appointed to a federal position by President Trump's administration to be on that, is it ACSC, Alabama Conservation Soil? Anyway, it's a federal position, and it's kind of a plum position. Mm-hmm. Well, Chip Beaker's son, Chris, was appointed to that. And lo and behold, on Friday, Mr. Federal appointee decides to run as a Trump delegate on the ballot in March. Now, is that not a violation of the Hatch Act? And if it is, I mean, you're a federal appointee, even if it's not a violation of the Hatch Act, I think the optics of it are pretty bad.
The Hatch Act bans federal employees from engaging in politics.
Period.
Political action, essentially.
And that's political action, for sure.
For sure. Yeah.
I don't think he ought to be on the ballot, and I think they should have questioned him when he filed in Birmingham on Friday. I think it was Friday he filed. I know there's somebody else in that area running by the name of Sheila Smith. She is the only white member of the Utah City Council over in Greene County. Not that I'm not a homer for Sheila Smith. I know her, and I have met the Beakers. They're nice folks. But I just don't think he ought to be running for a job. You know, that looks like he's, avoiding at least some scrutiny by people who follow ethics. I'm not saying it's a punishable crime or anything like that, but it just doesn't look good. He ought not to do it.
Well, and I'm sure it'll come up as the campaigning gets going.
Well, then what do you do?
Right.
Then it's too late for anybody else to want to get in there and run. But anyway, I just think it looked shady, and he shouldn't have done it, and the party should have questioned him. I don't know. It may be legal, but it just doesn't look good.
Indeed, indeed.
I don't like stuff like that. I don't like
that. I know. You were like a drug-sniffing dog, except you're not going looking for drugs. You're looking for corruption.
Yeah, well, I have a drug-sniffing dog. In fact, she found my Ambien. No, I'm just kidding. First of all, it's a he, and I don't take Ambien.
I don't usually need it. Yeah, I don't think you... Ambien, man. What a hell of a drug. There's just so many stories of normal folks taking Ambien and doing crazy stuff on
Ambien.
Yeah,
I have a friend, I won't name her, but she was in her pajamas driving around downtown one night.
Especially if these folks take an Ambien, like to have a glass of wine or two at night.
Yeah.
It mixes with alcohol. It makes people do weird, weird, erratic behavior.
I saw a lady that had taken an Ambien, and I'd been over at their house having dinner, and she was going, and she had wine and took an Ambien, and because I was over there way too late. And I saw her walking down the hall, look like a pinball bouncing from wall to wall.
Yeah, you lose motor function if you stay awake on that stuff. It's like you're sleepwalking.
No, I tell you, it's Ronnie Dangerfield, too.
Now, you see this photo in front of you on the screen? That's
I know what that is.
That's where I work out. Now, they've changed around the organization of these machines, but I'm familiar with all these machines. Like, you know, there's the bench press rack, and there's... If you want to do, on your own, some isolated chest work, especially that upper chest, such a trouble spot for so many men. They've got that. There's a lat pull-down machine, all these power racks, brother.
I went to the store last night at 8:30, and I was coming out, and my street faces your workout place.
Yeah.
All the lights were on.
Yeah.
It was like Motel 6.
Yeah, Express Fitness 24/7 is what we're talking about. I go to the location in the Hillwood Festival Shopping Center, right where Firehouse and La Zona Rosa and all that is.
Yeah.
The first part of the location is above Firehouse. It's a split facility. And then right across the parking lot where Jack saw the lights on, it is a 24/7 facility. When you sign up and become a member at Express Fitness 24/7, low sign-up fee and then a very low month-to-month rate, no long-term contracts, just month-to-month, you get 24/7 access with key fob technology and access to all these great workout machines and all this free weights and great equipment you see here in this photo, Jack. I'm working out. I think I got legs this afternoon. I'll be there this afternoon. If you want to join the Montgomery location, the number is 386-8689. 386-8689. You don't have to be, doing bodybuilding crap like I'm doing. You can just want a little extra cardio, just a little extra fitness in your life. Express Fitness 24/7 is the place to go. Check them out online at expressfitness24.com, expressfitness24.com. Find what location works best for you. I highly suggest that Montgomery location on Zelda Road, but they also have locations in Clinton, Pine Level, Wetumpka, Millbrook, Prattville, all over the river region. So visit them online, and be sure if you do check out Express Fitness 24/7 to tell them that Joey from the radio sent you. But we got to hit our last break here, Jack. Final segment of news and views coming up. 272-9228 if you want to get in before the Dan Moore Show.
This is tainted because of the motivation, which is a political one.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Are you sitting there daydreaming about the day you retire? The day they have the office party for you and at quitting time you pack up all your stuff and you leave work for one last time? Well, you better stop daydreaming because it'll be here before you know it. And if you haven't already called him, you better do it right now. I'm talking about David Ernest. David is an asset preservationist. That means he's a guy who helps you keep your money. That old 401k or that IRA that's just laying around, let David Ernest roll it into something for you that's going to start earning money and getting you set up for retirement. Call David Ernest today, 279-7431. That's 279-7431. He's been doing this for nearly 40 years, and he's the money man with the money plan. Let David Ernest put your money to work for you. Call him right now, 279-7431. Ernest Financial, LLC.
Mr. Sandman.
Time is running out on my store closing sale at my Millbrook Mr. Sandman location. Final markdowns are being taken on floor sample mattresses, beds, headboards, and miscellaneous furniture items. Floor samples include Jameson Latex sets, Property Brothers sets by Restonic, Beautyrest, Serta Perfect Sleepers, Kingsdown, and other great brands. We are emptying our warehouse of scratch and dent as-is mattresses and selling them cheap. Inventory in Montgomery is shrinking fast, so hurry. All purchases in Millbrook must be picked up or delivered properly and are final. My two stores on the Atlanta Highway are also having a fantastic sale with many closeouts. We will be making room for the unsold Millbrook inventory, so shop Millbrook and Montgomery to find amazing values. We are still receiving some factory closeout adjustable bases that we will be selling for up to 60% off retail prices. The Millbrook store is 3 miles from I-65 on Highway 14 next to the Citgo. The two Montgomery stores are on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen. Open 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
I was looking for a great birthday gift idea for my mom. I heard that Dan Black Studios has gift certificates for preserving video, photos, and slides, and I thought that would be perfect for her boxes of home movies. They can even take the photos and videos from my smartphone and convert them to a DVD, flash drive, or even put them on the cloud. You can order gift certificates online at danblackstudios.net or visit their location on Monticello Drive. Call Dan Black Studios for more details. 334-279-6036.
Hey folks, this is Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power. Remember the good old days when Christmas gifts had us playing outdoors? Well, these days it seems kids only think to ask for another electronic device that'll just keep them cooped up inside. So this Christmas, let's take charge and get those kids or grandkids enjoying the great outdoors with a Hammerhead go-kart from CTE Outdoor Power. Now, everyone knows go-karts are fantastic family fun, and a Hammerhead go-kart is fun and safe. Hammerhead two-seater go-karts have three-point safety harnesses, overhead protective structures, hydraulic brakes, electric start, and reverse. So with over 12 different models and colors to choose from, and prices starting at only $12.99 or payments as low as $25, let's get those kids and grandkids outdoors this Christmas with a Hammerhead go-kart from CTE Outdoor Power. CTE, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for 20 years we support what we sell.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Best Friends Pet Resort on Wetumpka Highway for our annual holiday food drive. Drop off your non-perishable food donations to help feed families this holiday season.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back, folks.
Aretha, baby.
As requested by Jack Campbell. Final moments of news and views here.
You gotta love this song, Joey. Have you heard it before?
Yeah.
She's has a great voice. God rest her soul. But that was the longest damn funeral I ever saw in my life.
Yeah, she was a legend.
She was almost decomposing right before your very eyes. It's seductive, isn't it, Joey?
Indeed it is. Getting all hot and heavy.
I know, man. It's
still
good.
The morning on a
hey,
Monday.
Do you know, I read the other day that Huntsville is now the second largest city in Alabama.
Really?
Yes. I don't remember the particulars, but, you know, I don't know if you've been to Huntsville much, but it's
been a while.
It's a cool place.
I've
heard.
It's
real different.
Great.
It's very, very different. I don't know what the nightlife is like. I know they've got a lot of shopping venues up there. Tommy Battle has done a really good job. And before Tommy was Loretta Spencer, and she was an excellent mayor. She served a pretty long time. But she was pretty visionary and very well liked. And Tommy he's won over the, I guess they used to be called yuppies, you know, the up-and-coming younger crowd.
Millennials.
Yeah, those now, what you'd call millennials. And he's a good guy.
Oh, yeah, and I've heard great things about Huntsville. Let's quickly go to the phones. Last call of the day. Welcome to the program.
J.R.
Hey, J.R.
J.R., how you doing?
You're on there.
Y'all were talking about Aretha. Mm-hmm. I was going to tell you a little story. We went up to the recording studios in Muscle Shoals.
Yeah.
And that's a great trip somebody wants to make it because two studios are open. But anyway, when Aretha was young, she and her husband, a boyfriend, whatever he was, were in Muscle Shoals for recording. And one of the drummers there, what they call them guys, the Swampers?
Swampers, yeah. Swampers.
Yeah, one of the white drummers got to trying to romance Aretha, and they got in a scuffle. Her husband and they just abruptly left town. He made her leave. And I don't know if they ever finished the recordings or not, but I thought that was an interesting story that one of the Swampers was trying to get involved with her.
well that movie Muscle Shoals was excellent.
Yeah.
And they had several black artists who used Muscle